Ronnie Matthew West.
So we're speaking just outside of the gathering place here in Burns Lake, and I know you gave your witness testimony earlier in this week.
Yes, I did.
Okay. Can you tell me, I guess, just a little bit about what this case means to you, specifically going back and having to revisit the investigation by the RCMP? How are you feeling about this tribunal hearing?
Well, the whole thing is like, if the RCMP did their work, we wouldn't be here. They didn't do their work, and right now they're still trying to cover up, which their lawyers doing cross examination with my members, which kind of upsets me because they're bringing back all things, and it's hurting my people. My people's hurt a lot already.
Yeah.
And they've been especially hard on the weaker ones. Making them, breaking them down. I don't like that. It's just, they've lived through it. They told her that they put their testimony out there, and still they're basically beating on them with it.
Yeah, I think what you said too is that they've already lived it once. They gave their statement. So much of what I've seen in the cross-examination has been so specific, and you know, these statements were given a decade ago. Mm-hmm. Do you feel though that this investigation is trying to uncover more truths, or do you think it's just retreading what's already been said?
I don't think they're coming with more truth. They're just like any court system. When you do the cross examination, you're looking for the weak link to fight the system. Mm-hmm. They're just covering for each other.
Yeah,
that's how it is.
Yeah, how important do you think it is when your people and the community shows up for this in-person portion of the hearing?
Well, it's important enough for them to show up to tell their story after the long wait, and it, like you said, it should have been 2 decades ago. Mm-hmm. And for us to be heard, and for the matters to be settled. Or probably not settled, but be dealt with the proper way.
Do you feel that your people have come together and that they've done this healing? And does this feel like it's reopening a wound?
No, they haven't done their healing. Some of us have. I have.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm strong. I was stronger in a witness stand. They couldn't. They just quit cross-examining me after a while because I know what they were after. But as you see within our nation, within the Lake Babi Nation, or any First Nations people, there's a lot of drinking, a lot of drugging, and a lot of suicide. It's all because of what they've gone through in their life, the way they were treated. The big thing is with the trust with the system. We trusted the Catholic Church. Look at the way they treated us. We trusted the police system. Look at the way they treated us. So there's just no trust in the system.
Yeah. When did you attend Immaculata?
From 1976, or sorry, 66 to 74. I witnessed a lot of the abuse. Why would you do that to you? Come to a country that belongs to our First Nations people, and then you treat them like that. You mistreat them like that, and you get away with it.
Yeah.
And right now, this whole freaking system, they're protecting him.
Yeah.
They're protecting this guy because he's so-called a high-profile person. And there's a lot of teachers up there that deserves to, or that should be trialed like this too.
Yeah. In your opinion, be the best outcome of this hearing?
A lot of healing. Healing's got to be done. We got to get that pride back into our people. We got to be united. We got to be able to strengthen our people. The big thing is healing. For me, it's healing, because I've done a lot of my healing. I've done it for over 10 years, and I'm proud of who I am. I don't care what people say about me. Well, one thing I'd like to say to my people: let's come together, let's unite, let's get stronger, and let's be proud of who we are.
Yes.
Thank you.